Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to have spoilers. This is for Star Trek Prodigy Season 1, Episode 8, Time Amok. I must say they did a really good job of showing the cast working separately and together and having their own little bits showing that they can overcome their ideas of what they can and cannot do if they just try, like what happened with Rock Talk, where it took her 276 tries to get the Janeway program up and running, but she was able to do it when she believed in herself, as opposed to saying, I can't do this. There are a couple of things that are in the episode that are a little like at the end when they're all on the bridge and you don't necessarily know how Jankum got there, or how Zero did, but you could just assume that maybe there's like a time jump between Gwen and then Del walking in, or how Zero knew that the last person that Janeway was with was a Rock Talk. But you could assume that he just wanted to know. He just assumed she was with Rock Talk at some point and has asked that name because that's who came to mind first. So. Not really a head-scratcher, but some negative YouTube people or podcast people like to latch on to the small things and blow it up and not even give it a second thought of how could this make sense. They just get confused and spin their wheels. So I wasn't too worried about it. I just, my third watch through, I was like, did she bring up Rock Talk, or did he bring up Rock Talk? And Zero brought up Rock Talk, but that's fine. And Gwen leaving the message for Rock Talk without knowing about Rock Talk and dialogue is not a problem, because Janeway could have told her about Rock Talk in that time jump, because when we see Gwen, she's already looking for something to make the bill that Janeway tells her that she has to do. So there's a lot of conversation that they could have had in the lead up to that scene. And the line that the bad guy says to Gwen, the biggest mistake, that was cold. That was just cold. But he got what was coming to him when Gwen shoved his ass out of the airlock at the cost of also blowing herself up on accident. Wasn't her intention. But that won't be the last time we see him, according to the very last frame of the episode. I thought the episode started off on a really cool riddle that the kids weren't understanding, and then when Rock Talk was all alone and she wanted to see her crew, she created a hologram simulation of their actual last time there. She's able to watch him from the other side. So I thought this was kind of cool. So while being alone, she was still able to interact with him in some capacity. And it really showed that Rock Talk could expand herself in the long same way to tell the audience that all you have to do is believe in yourself, and you'll be able to also do these same type of things in your own life, rather than assume you can't do something. If you give a little effort, the reward might pay off. Was this episode like a bottle episode where the stakes weren't there, you can just pass over it, doesn't matter anything? I don't believe so. I think that there's a lot of character growth on all of them. We even got to see Dahl say that I have to listen to my crew. Excuse me. And so that he learned from episode 6, the Kobayashi. And so it was a nice little carryover from one episode to the next. And then you have all the kids having to work separately towards a common goal. But then having Janeway being the only thing that is connecting them together. So I think that, that while the plot itself didn't go too much further outside of the Diviner learning of the location of the Protostar and sending the bad guy over to him, I can never remember his name, Dreadnought, I think his name is, outside of that, and us seeing the Ferengi again, it was very much character-driven. I don't think it's one of those things, I'll just skip it. It does build on the character, and it is fun. It's fun to watch, especially like the Murph thing, and seeing the Tachyon Storm, and seeing the Gwen looking out the window in the corridor. It was just a really beautiful shot. So all in all, I thought that it was a pretty good episode. I'm really curious to what's going to happen in the last two, because we're getting to the... almost getting to the season break for the next 10 episodes. So it'll be interesting how they, if they're going to leave us on a cliffhanger, if it's going to be one of those things where it just ends and it's just ominous, or if it's going to be one of those things where the 10th episode, right the last second, the doors open and there's Chakotay. It'll be interesting to see what they do for the next two. But so far, the last eight, It's had character growth. It's had them coming together. So, overall, really good episode. That will conclude this podcast.